is the Northwoods Fishing Report from Muskie 360 with your host, Josh Krieger.
Ladies and gentlemen, good evening. Thank you for tuning in to the Northwoods Fishing Report podcast. I am your host, Eagle River Muskie Guy Josh Krieger. It is Wednesday, June 21st of 2023, and we are going to be talking about the week in review and what we have going forward here. So first things first, let's cover kind of the week in review here. It was a more typical middle to end of June kind of pattern. We were very successful with small bucktails and topwater. Topwater was our most productive bait for us here this past week. When I use topwater, I use a lot of different topwater baits, and it all kind of depends on what I'm trying to do with the bait. Early in the spring, I typically will throw smaller topwaters that are more subtle, and as the water warms, I throw more aggressive and louder and bigger baits as well. So this last week, the thing that was most effective for me on topwater were kind of two different baits, but they have the same kind of sound to them. And the first one was the smaller size pacemaker, and that has a middle set of two hooks that click on the prop as it spins. And the other presentation that worked really well was the Fat Bastard. And I do kind of the same thing with that as the pacemaker. I add an extra split ring to the front hook on the Fat Bastard, and what that does is it allows that front hook to hang back a little bit further, and that makes that same clicking sound. It hits the prop as the prop spins, so that kind of makes that same sound that the pacemaker does, and those two were just absolutely money for us this week. Like I said, those two topwater baits put more fish in the boat than anything else for us this week. The blades were still effective. Nothing big on those still. You know, I'm sticking to kind of showgirls or smaller. So, you know, nothing bigger than double number eights. Still throwing that 700 series Booker tail and, you know, single blade bucktails as well out there. So one story I really want to share with you guys from guiding during the week here. It actually happened yesterday, being Tuesday. And I'm out fishing a steep point. And one thing I had noticed, especially on Tuesday, Monday and Tuesday, is the majority of the bait seemed to be on those 8 to 10 foot flats still in the morning. But then as the day progressed and the sun got higher in the sky, it actually moved up shallower and buried into the weeds. So I found myself fishing a lot Monday and Tuesday during the day, you know, once that sun kind of got up in the sky and started warming things up. I found myself fishing a lot of weeds, but it had to be adjacent to deep water. So I wanted steep, you know, breaks with weed cover. And that seemed to be where the fish were. So on Tuesday, yesterday, I'm fishing one of these spots, and it's about 10 o'clock in the morning. The sun's pretty high. It's probably already 80 degrees. And all of a sudden I see, I don't know, probably about a 45, 46 incher just roll surface, you know, out in front of the boat, not behind any of our baits or anything, just on the spot, right on the point on the edge of the weeds. And I'm ripping a shallow raider through there at this time, and my client's throwing a bucktail. And five casts go by after I see this fish, and I just get stopped cold, ripping my shallow raider really aggressively through the weeds. And I set the hook, and I have brand new line on this reel. I just got it lined about 2 weeks ago. I mean, I did catch those three fish on the tube on the same line, so I know it wasn't, you know, it wasn't weak line, but I set the hook and my line snapped. And I kind of look over at my client and I'm like, man, that was a big heavy fish. You know, I don't know what happened. And I look over and my line was still floating, you know, kind of on the surface a little ways away. So I turn the trolling motor up to 10 and I crank over there, and I reach down and I'm able to grab my line right as it's sinking, you know, just barely was within reach. And I pull my line up with my baby shallow raider on one end, and attached to that is probably a good 28 inch red horse sucker that was, I don't know if it ate the bait or I ended up snagging it, but it was like hooked right in the mouth and the eye. And yeah, I was ripping this shallowrator, and it was just absolutely crazy because here my line breaks on the hook set, and I end up actually getting the bait back and bringing up this giant red horse sucker by hand, you know, hand lining my baby shallowrator in. So I was happy to at least get the bait back, but I was very disappointed, A, that my line broke. You know, I mean, obviously it is, you know, like anything, we do occasionally have failures with our gear. That's why we kind of make sure everything is nice and new and in good working order. But yeah, I mean, at least I got the bait back and was a little disappointed to see the fish on the other end. I really did think I set the hook into a, you know, a nice solid muskie. So that's just one of those stories. You know, you never know what you're going to encounter out there on the water. And we were just kind of had a good laugh about it, and we're happy that, you know, we didn't lose our bait. So as far as water temps go, I was seeing, you know, here the last couple of days, we're warming back up again. We're in the upper 60s to low 70s. I'd say 68 to 74 is pretty fair as far as averages go on all the bodies of water up here. And looking forward here, we have our summer solstice coming up. That is actually coming up tomorrow. So the longest day of the year will be taking place here on Thursday tomorrow. And we'll have 15 hours and 45 minutes of daylight. So from here on out, the days are only getting shorter. And we got to make do with, you know, what we have and get out there as much and as often as we can. So as we have the most amount of daylight here, you know, try to spend a lot of time on the water, try to fish that for sure that morning and evening, you know, major, minors if you can, and anything, you know, anything in between that you can as well. So looking ahead at this week, we are supposed to have some very warm weather here again. They're talking mid to upper 80s, kind of all the way through the weekend, with some storms potentially moving in on Saturday and Sunday. Saturday and Sunday should be pretty good fishing days, you know, if we have those fronts coming in. On Saturday, the sunrise is 5:07 and the sunset is 8:51. Giving us a total of 15 hours and 44 minutes of daylight. The majors on Saturday are 4:48 to 6:48 in the morning and 5:08 to 7:08 in the evening. There is only one minor on Saturday, and that takes place from 10:47 to 11:47 in the afternoon. Guys, that means that all three of those feeding windows, both majors and the minor, do take place during daylight hours. And with those fronts moving through Saturday, kind of all day should be good fishing. I would be out there as much as I could be, and, you know, kind of dodging storms as needed. You know, obviously being safe on the water, but at the same time trying to hit some of those peak windows as far as the moon and the fronts go. So that major in the morning from 4:48 to 6:48 lines up with the sunrise at 5:07. So I do think that morning major should be a very, very good major on Saturday. And like I said, I would also try to be fishing, if you can, that afternoon minor and that evening major as well. On Sunday, we have the same exact time for sunrise and sunset, that 5:07 in the morning to 8:51 in the evening, giving us the same amount of daylight, 15 hours and 44 minutes. On Sunday, we do have two majors and two minors. The majors are 5:28 to 7:28 in the morning and 5:48 to 7:48 in the evening. And then the two minors, the first one takes place at 12:13 to 1:13 in the morning, and the afternoon minor is 11:51 to 12:51. So there again, Sunday, we have good majors both in the morning and the evening, you know, fairly close to sunrise and sunset, and we have a lot of weather possibly moving in and out. So keep an eye on that. I do think this weekend should be pretty good fishing with these fronts moving through. So try to make sure you're out there fishing before those. You know, I'd be fishing some of those shallow weeds, top water, if we have overcast conditions, bucktails, smaller twitch baits. And that sand grass is still holding fish right now in about 13 feet of water on some of these clear lakes. So I would still focus on fishing that with some of those tubes and toads, just kind of hopping it right above the bottom. because that bait is sitting just above the sand grass, which only grows a foot or two tall typically in that 13-foot range. So those fish are sitting right on the bottom, and the key is to be down where they're at. So you want your bait just hopping right along the bottom. And that's why I recommend rubber. You know, I know a lot of guys use crankbaits when they fish deep, and those do have their application. However, when the fish are sitting tight to the bottom, I want to be in that strike zone the entire time. So if my bait is closer to the bottom, like I can control with rubber, the whole cast or much more of the cast, I'm contacting a lot more fish than I am using a crankbait, where I may only be getting down to the bottom for that middle part of my cast. Because as you cast, obviously, and start to bring it in, it starts to dive down, and then it starts to come back up as you get closer to the boat. So you're kind of getting a U out of a crankbait, whereas a rubber bait you can cast out, let sink, and hop along the bottom all the way in. So that's kind of why I recommend that route when I am fishing some of those deeper sandgrass weeds and fish along the bottom. Guys, thank you very much for tuning in. I hope you guys have some good luck out there on the water. We got some fronts moving in. Make sure you're fishing before them and go get that big fish. Thanks a lot. Take care.
The Muskie 360 Northwoods Fishing Report is brought to you by these fine sponsors. The Muskie Shop, the world's largest muskie outfitter. Livingston Lures, hear the difference. The Figure Eight Lure Company. The Muskie 360 app.